the service for today and go and chuck one hand. Some people look forward to this 5 o'clock communion. Those who have not been totally delivered from the spirit of alcohol, they don't join other people. They like to go rush home and sit down with a bottle of wine and a cup. I say, what is this? It's our weekly communion. Every week. Amen. Last week, we were looking at the power over sin. And today, we'll be looking at the spiritual bath. The spiritual bath. I've told you, and I'll continue to repeat it, that fasting will not stop you from committing sin. Prayer. I mean fasting alone. Prayer alone cannot stop a believer from committing sin. As long as we are in this flesh, the battle over sin continues until the last redemption is to be redeemed from this earth. Anybody that die, that deliverance for them. Every believer that dies, it's a problem to your loved ones, but it's a deliverance to you. Personal. It's important that we use from time to time, encourage one another, counsel one another by such admonishments to know how to walk with the Spirit of God and have a fruitful spiritual life. When we talk about power over sin, you and I, those of us who are curious enough and experienced enough, many times, these people who are known and called prayer warrior, listen very well to what I want to say. Prayer warrior. Intercessors. They fast, dry fasting. They can pray for hours. Watch them very well. Me, it is out of curiosity. It's out of curiosity. Most of them, you will not see anything around you that you will say is the effect of that prayer life. Sometimes you want to get close to some gifted brothers and sisters because you think that the anointing that is upon them, there is something actually they are doing. Either they are very prayerful, or they fast a lot. Let me come near them so that I can also be mentored. Many of them, when you get close, you will see to the contrary. Because that you operate a spiritual gift does not make you a spiritual man. Do you understand me? We are vessels that God uses. And why I say so is, hallelujah. Why I say so is, a medical doctor that knows the anatomy of a human being, that is educated, knows everything about the human anatomy, and is smoking cigarettes. But you call him medical doctor. One will expect that he will not near cigarettes. He will not, excuse me to use this language, he will not contact HIV. Because he knows, he's supposed to know all the precautions. He will not, you know, because he knows better. But when you see a medical doctor that is smoky, I rate him the same as a brother or a sister that sees angels, sees Jesus, sees heaven, sees the spiritual, and still lives in sin. Why? Because that you see vision, that through you people receive healing, deliverance. Like in my ministry, I see every time I pray for, did I not pray for that sister now she received healing? Amen. That is going on. It cannot make me holy. Seeing vision has no power to make me holy. It's a mystery. But Jesus said, not all that say, Lord, Lord, Lord. There's even another group that will say, in your name I cast out devils. But he said he didn't even know them. So you are casting out demons, but you have no relationship with God. So that's why I try to let you know, what is the power over sin? What is the source of the power over sin? So that you will know where to concentrate if you want to have a fellowship with the Lord. I even went further that water baptism does not have a power to make you holy, to stop you from committing sin. The power to commit, to avoid the sin, it's not in the water, that you enter the water and come out. That's why many of us, when you come out, you are confused. I don't enter water baptism, I'm still lost in. I'm still lying, I'm still this, I'm still, you are wondering. Because you thought once you enter that water in the name of Jesus, you come out, no more sin. No, it's not like that. And please, I'm talking about spiritual bath, I'm not talking about the one sele, carry you to Atlantic Ocean or the river in your house. And do spiritual bath. That is sele bath, not Holy Ghost bath. They are going to dedicate you to water spirits, not to the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 is an exhortation. From verse 25, Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 25, 26 and 27, see the way he puts it there.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
No spot, no wrinkle, holy, hallelujah, and without any blemish. He will present the church to himself. And to achieve that, there is a washing. A washing he does. A cleansing he does. With the equivalent of the water we use when you are dirty, stained with the dirt after the day's work. What do you use to bath? It's water. It is water. You go and bath to clean it up so that you become clean. You wash your clothes so that you become clean. Hallelujah. And so, the equivalent of that water to your spirit man is the word of God. What he uses to cleanse us is the word of God. Only one purpose, listen. When he said, come to me, all ye that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. When you come to Christ, Colossians chapter 1, if you read it all through from verse 9, read it up to verse 22, because of time, will not take too much time in reading. But read, please, from verse 9.
For this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing.
This is the purpose of
being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him are all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For he pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works.
Listen.
Yet now at he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. To present you
what holy, is the purpose?
To present you holy and unblameable.
What is the purpose?
To present you holy.
Holy.
And unblameable.
Unblameable.
And unreprovable.
Unreprovable in his sight. That is the purpose he called us. He didn't call you only to cast out demons from us. He didn't call us, like the Pentecostal we said, to speak in tongue. He didn't call us so that we'll be paying tithe and offering. He didn't call us only so that we will go out and be evangelists in the streets to set up churches. He called you as an individual to present you holy and unblameable in his sight, in his own sight, because he called you for himself to marry you, to marry you. That is where, whenever I have opportunity to talk to married men and women, that is the scripture in Ephesians chapter 5 I always use. That just as Christ called us, listen very well, that the woman, the ideal woman that you have in your mind, that you want to marry, does not exist anywhere. No perfect woman, that perfect picture you are looking for. Brother, you are still looking for, I never marry because I never get the ideal woman I want. That woman does not exist anywhere, brother. He only exists in your mind, in your heart. You are still waiting. You have been disappointed, sisters. You start this relationship. I don't want this type of character. I cannot bear it. You change again. You will stay single for the rest of your life. No perfect woman exists anywhere. Only in your mind. And the reason you have that picture in your mind is because of the work that is ahead of you. When you marry the woman, then that picture that you have in your mind is when you begin to work on how to achieve it. So it is with Christ and the church. Carry somebody from beer parlor, from the occult, a prostitute from the brothel. Carry a club boy. Carry a runcie girl. Carry somebody that was in the shrine. And say, I love you. While you were yet in that horrible estate, he has already paid your bride price. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it is important for you to note that when God calls you, he calls you to start a work of conversion. But if you don't submit yourself, he can't achieve it. One of the processes of achieving this is the fasting. Fasting, prayers, and everything else you do enables you to present yourself before him to do the work. That's why that songwriter says, I cannot do it on my own. Unless you take over, without God, you can never be converted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. What he used to cleanse us. What he used to cleanse us is the washing of the water by the word. That's why he says in John chapter 3 and verse 5. John chapter 3 verse 5.
Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Except, so the water there is the word of God. The Spirit there is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost positions you to become a spiritual man, a spiritual being. It positions you to be able to receive what will cleanse you. That is why you can just receive Christ today and you can receive the Holy Ghost. The day I gave my life to Christ at the altar where I knelt down, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But that didn't make me perfect. I didn't even know how to serve that God. But he gave me eternal life. What he does when he meets with you is to position you for him to start the work that is in you. He will first start with giving you his Spirit. Ezekiel 36 says so. He will walk on your heart, take away the stony heart. He will walk on your spirit. Amen. Change your taste. Your taste. Change your taste. I've said it here several times before. Everything you love doing is dictated by the spirit that is in you. When we talk of deliverance, we only look at water spirit. We look at some particular demons. There are other demons that we don't face. Jude, Chiredu, there are some demons you don't face. Those demons, they don't manifest to the visible eye of the person looking at them. When you are praying for them, the ones that fall and they are violent, those are the ones we normally face. And then we go and say, go. Like the one that will stop them from marrying, stop them from prospering. But there are some people that have up to 10 demons living quietly in them. And they know it. But they like it. They enjoy the fellowship of those demons. Mary Magdalene, she had 7 demons. She did not come to Jesus and say, please, deliver me. And Jesus that saw her and said, you have 7 demons. For instance, let me tell you one demon many of us love too much. The demon of Facebook. It's a demon. How will a human being sleep? And when you wake up, before you say, Father, I thank you, you carry your phone to look at Facebook. And you say you are normal. You are possessed by the spirit of Facebook. How do I know that you don't, you have put the Holy Ghost aside. You have put God aside. Where your emphasis is determined by the spirit that is in you. While you are praying, you are even rushing because you are receiving notification on your phone. Hello, hello. Green guru, hello. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Green, green. In Jesus' name. Father, Father, Father. Green, green. After, Father, after. You are possessed. You don't know it. Serious spirit. There's another spirit. You love to hear bad news. Bad news happening in people's private lives. You investigate, you even follow. Not the good one, no, the bad one. It's a demon, no. I'm not talking about fornication. Everybody know that. That demon, plus you, and the person where they sleep with, the two of them, I know, say, when I possess now. That one, you don't need someone to tell you that now. It's a demon. Another demon is demon of envy. You know, it operates without you even knowing. Immediately you see somebody way fine pass you. There will just be reaction. What thing concern you with them? What has the person's condition got to do with you? The demon, I can't finish calling them. And they are there. And you don't know it. And you are going to church. And you may even be speaking in tongues. And you will still be fasting. Even as you fast, you see the envy. Even in your prayer group, was I'm anointing, in the church prayer group. It's a demon of envy. Hey, hallelujah. This one has sisters get up, but when you see a brother again involved, then you know that one is double demon. The demon of fashion. The latest in town. The latest in town. The latest. Hey, until it will lead the sister to thief her husband money. Thief, not thief. What are your husband get up?
Say it again.
The latest, you must have it. And then the one for covetousness. It's a demon. The one for covetousness. You are never satisfied. There are some of us that have clothes that we have not worn for the past 2-3 years. You can't give it out. You want more to add on top the one you don't need. The truth is that you cannot help yourself because there's a spirit in charge of that. Until you are delivered, you will continue to have more, have more, have more until you die. Then your children will say, Abba, the mommy get all this one. Abba, mommy, Abba, I keep all this one. Abba, Abba. If I don't wear, they will think I'm suffering. You live your life for people. You see, when you see a man that is time to go out, he's spending 1 hour by the mirror.
That's triple demon.
He has five creams in front of him. This one. Man, oh, man. There are three perfumes. Man, wallahi, you are possessed. You are possessed. It just simply means you are not, you have no work. It is evidence that's a jobless person. Let's see, we get something to pursue during the day. No, be inside motor, they finish to dress. No, be inside motor, when you reach office, your secretary will tell you, say, hey, daddy, you have no shape. You say, oh, you don't know what in my mind. That money will they find. School fees will don't come. You're sitting there by a mirror so that you will smell fine. Smell fine for who? Praise the Lord. Fashion. If the reason, whatever at all, whatever. Some people want their money. In fact, the same spirit of covetousness. The way you accumulate money, accumulate money. Accumulate money, oh, pursue money, oh, pursue money. Oh, as if that money is going to enter grave with you, then from there, we will go heaven. It's a spirit. That is why God is interested in your spirit. Read it from verse 25, Ezekiel 36.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
Can you see? He has to put a new spirit within you,
and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh.
So he's interested in your heart and your spirit.
And I will give you an heart of flesh.
Uh-huh.
And I will put my spirit within you.
It is only then that he will put the Holy Ghost upon you. Listen very well and do what?
And cause you to walk in my statutes. Uh-huh. And you shall keep my judgment and do
listen
them.
Very well. Receive the Holy Ghost. Listen very well. Receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then you fall under anointing. You fall under anointing. And then all the manifestation, you see it. Listen. You have only come for the process of the receipt of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is just the beginning. God will put his spirit finally in you after he has worked on your heart. Worked on your spirit. Put a new heart, a heart of flesh. Put a new spirit. Because he can't walk with that type of spirit that is interested in things that are contrary to him. It is only after then he will now put his own spirit, the Holy Ghost, in you. Brethren, you know it now. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. What is your testimony since you gave your life to Christ? Be sincere. Be sincere. Many of us, we only added Jesus to our own lifestyle. You know that there is no work of conversion that has yet been done in you. You know it. You know it. He said, where this workmanship, is it Ephesians chapter, is it 2 verse 10?
Ephesians 2:10. For listen, we are his workmanship.
What did he say?
For we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
We are created unto what?
Good works.
Uh-huh.
Which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
So, when he said we are his workmanship, when you come to Christ, he takes you to his workshop. That's why we go to church. That's why we listen to sermons. That's why you're having all those experiences you are having. The teaching we teach here is very easily misunderstood that once you are saved, forever saved. But are you really saved? It is those who are saved. Salvation is not a claim. It is a product of a work that is done in you. That is why you say, I am saved. Forget this modern motivational speaker that say, just say, I believe in Christ, you are saved. If you believe in Christ, then you will submit yourself for the work of salvation to be done in you. And what does he use? He uses his word. He uses his word. He uses his word. Psalm 119 verse 9. How shall a man, a young man, cleanse his ways?
Wherewith that shall a young man cleanse his way?
Eh?
By taking it
thereto. Obeying the word of God. Taking heed thereto.
According to thy word.
According to thy word. Verse 11, Psalm 119.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
Uh-huh. Psalm 119 again, verse 105.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
And verse 30. 130. Psalm 119, verse 130.
The entrance of thy word.
When you receive the word of God, what does it do?
Giveth light.
And does what?
It giveth understanding unto the simple.
And Psalm 19, verse 7. What does it talk about the word?
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
That is the description of the effect of the word of God. And if the word of God is likened to water that cleanses us, then I want to emphasize something that Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 2 from verse 12 and verse 13. Listen very
be
well.
Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils.
See the evil that they have committed. What is it?
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living
water. Living water, and the living water is the word of God. And done what?
And hewed them out cisterns.
Cisterns is the container that stores water in a construction site. It's called cisterns.
Broken cisterns that can hold no water.
That is what they want to build. In the construction site of God, he has his own living water that he uses. But Israel, instead of using the pure water, clean water, in chapter 28, and verse 8, Isaiah 28, verse 8. Isaiah 28. What did they use? What was the description?
For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean.
The tables there, they are pulpits. Pulpits. Vomit there is filth. What is ministered to the people is from broken cisterns that cannot hold any water. And if it does not hold any water, then there will be no life to give. No life. No life. If what we, the preachers, in this Laodicean church age, if what we are doing at the altar with so many churches, even in Nigeria here alone, the society called Nigeria will be better than what it is today. Because people go to church and hear nothing that will make them repent. How can you go to a living church at the end of the service? There's nothing for you to meditate on as you go home. And remember, God is obligated only to his word, not to the word of any man. That's the problem we have. And the reason this even takes place is the type of people that submit themselves. We are to submit ourselves. We are to submit ourselves to him to do the work of conversion. Don't help him. Obey him. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. But they will not. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, 3, 4.
I charge thee therefore before God.
Listen to what Apostle Paul had to tell Timothy.
And the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Uh-huh. Preach the word.
What should he do?
Preach the word.
Uh-huh.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
Wait first. There is a reason why I am quoting this scripture. Do you know why this church is unpopular? Despite all the gifts that we have here, it's because of what we preach. Read on.
Verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
Uh-huh.
For the time will come when they will not endure.
This is the time he was talking about. They will not endure
sound doctrine.
Uh-huh.
But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers,
uh-huh,
having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
Uh-huh.
But watch thou in all things.
Timothy, Pastor Moses.
Endure afflictions.
Uh-huh.
Do the work of an evangelist.
Uh-huh.
Make full proof of thy ministry.
Those of you who had watched our program last night, Rapture Watch, I was receiving calls from everywhere that Pastor Moses, you are starting a war. Because I am removing people from William Branham to Jesus Christ. Amen. And they will hate me. Imagine a whole church in Ghana. The whole service is to play my message and attack me. Follow who no road. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said in season and out of season. Because the people these days will not endure sound doctrine. But they will heap to themselves teachers. With what? Itching ears. They want to hear what they like to hear. Don't want anybody to condemn me. Don't want anybody to condemn me. Titus chapter 2. After he spoke to Timothy, he went to Titus, another soldier of the Lord. Verse 11.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
Doing what?
Teaching us that.
What is he teaching us?
Denying ungodliness and worldly lusts.
Uh-huh.
We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present
that
world.
Is the grace that bringeth salvation, because there is also grace that does not bring salvation. Grace to prosper has nothing to do with salvation. Grace to heal the sick, do deliverance, prophesy, has nothing to do with salvation. There is a grace that bringeth salvation. You must go beyond these material things, healing, deliverance, prophecy. We thank God for that. It's part of what flow from the cross on Calvary. And if you're a child of God, you must be free from poverty. You must be free from sicknesses and diseases. But first and foremost, make your calling and election sure. Be sure that you are saved first. Be sure you are saved. Be sure you are saved. An evidence of salvation, again, is not godliness. Godliness is not gain. That you are prospering is not evidence that you are with Christ. Although if you are in Christ, you will prosper. But that doesn't mean that because you are suffering, it means you are not with Christ. No. Your approval with God is not determined by the things you acquire here on earth. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. Verse 12 again.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts.
This grace for salvation teaches us that we should deny, fight it, resist every act of ungodliness and worldly lust. Lust there, the desire to acquire the things of this world. Extreme desire is called lust. We should live what?
We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing.
There is a hope. What is the hope? The glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Zealous of good works.
Zealous of good works.
These things speak and exhort.
Titus, speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority.
Let no man despise.
Don't despise me because you get money past me. Don't despise me because you were in the message before me. Don't despise me because you are better than me in any area of life. I have authority. And the authority is from above to preach the gospel. In this ministry, we will preach the gospel. I said, we will preach the gospel. We will look at your face and talk to you. If you don't like, we'll take your Bible and go. If we don't see you, we keep quiet. But if we see you, you must change. If you don't change, we will hammer it more and more until you change. Two cannot work together except they agree. You don't agree with us. Why are you in this ministry? Why are you in this ministry? I went to the bank. Which day, sir? I stood there. One woman stood before me. Honestly speaking, I thought it was a demon. I shook my head to make sure it's not a vision I was seeing. And I said, Pastor, I see you again. I said, wait, I don't meet you before. You see why she dressed. Then you will not blame a story I had concerning Lazarus Umoka that entered the company and the receptionist. The receptionist was known in the whole organization as a choosing. But here she was wearing trousers. So when Lazarus Moka entered the office, then they are telling him, see your member. And he came, hey, daddy. He said, no, I'm not your dad. No. Moka, may I have your type of boldness? You are correct, Moka. For this one, me and you will agree for that one. Tell them, don't compromise it. Preach it. They will harass you. Olumide, they will harass you. What is this boy saying? With all authority, say it. He's a boy, you are a man. But what he knows, you don't know. It's all to harass us. You will not succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because why is it rebuke with all authority? I'm talking about spiritual birth. I've told you about grandmother churches. Look, sisters, you know. In fact, brothers, yourself, you know. Any pikin will grow up with the grandmother is spoiled. If you want your pikin to spoil, hand them over to your grandmother. Because the grandmother is seeing the child as the pet. Now they make her happy. Don't hold it. They find pets. Where will they play with? And it is, hey, leave her for me. Even if you want to bath that pikin. Amen. The place, the dirty way he fall, he wants scrub, and the boy, they cry. He says, sorry. He will change the brush. Is it okay? Are you okay? That's grandmother. It doesn't matter. The Lord knows. He knows. It's grace. It's a merciful God. Don't worry. It is well. You are born again. Don't condemn yourself. You see, God hates sin, but doesn't hate the sinner. It's not you that is committing the sin. It is your old nature. You're not a new man. It doesn't matter. Just pay your tithe and your offering. And just go and be with the Lord. You're forgiven. Don't worry. You are the one not forgiving yourself. He has forgiven you. Don't worry. Just go ahead. Anytime you commit sin, always remember. Just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. You are saved. You are saved. Your name is in the book of life. You are saved. Doesn't matter. That is a grandmother church. They are afraid that if they say you will not come to church again. But when you meet those women, when a child is born newly, you know, they don't leave the mother to bath that baby. Eh? The women, when they go do mugu, you know what I mean? All the women that go to do mugu, when you're picking. What do you call it? Omugwa. And this is an Omugwa. Very good. The mama will born her because of the pain. There is a special attachment to the child. Don't you like to hear the child crying? So you don't go clean and well. So the mother has to come with experience and do. And twist the leg. And twist the neck. The baby is crying. The grandmother, where they do them, the specialist, he knows if he doesn't do it, what will happen in future? The limbs have to be free. They have to shake. Turn him upside down. Hit and hit and hit her. When the baby refuses to eat in Africa, hallelujah. We know how the mothers, the women know how to, they go, cage and here, cage and here, close it. With hand, put the ogi there. When the baby is crying, they go push him. They go push him. Force him to eat and become a human being. That is what the word of God does to the believer. Remember, praise the Lord. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I love what that admonition is from verse 13. This is the process. It is ordained for us. What is ordination?
Well, we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
Through what?
Sanctification of the
Spirit. Are you chosen? Many are called. Few are chosen. And the few here shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The few refer to here. Many are called. Few are chosen. If you are here, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are chosen to what?
You are chosen to salvation through sanctification.
You are choosing to salvation through a process. Through what?
Sanctification of the Spirit.
And what?
And belief of the truth.
And His word is the truth. If you don't believe His word, it will have no effect in you. By the time the bride is seen in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, see the way He put it there.
Let us be glad and rejoice. And give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. And His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted.
What is the evidence that we are ready?
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen.
See her identity. Clean.
Clean and white.
And white.
For the fine linen is the righteousness
of saints. It is the righteousness of the saints. And verse 9, what did He say?
And He said unto me, write. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He said unto me, these are the true sayings of God.
You see? In Revelation chapter 7, notice the dressing there. Verse 9.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
Verse 13.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me,
yes,
what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation.
See, he said, all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer
persecution.
If you are going to live a godly life, there are problems that go with it. Difficulties will go with it. Rejection will go with it. All manner of frustrations will go with it. That's why that songwriter says, there is a race I must run. There is a victory to be won. Give me power every hour. And the first battle you face is your life, yourself, your own self. This flesh and the spirit you have received that is inside of you, they fight each other. We tame this flesh by fasting. Hallelujah. By fasting. By constantly praying. When you say prayer and fasting, when you are praying for God to give you any worldly acquisitions, including job, car, husband, wife, house, whatever it is, that's okay. But the prayer to tame this is a different type of prayer. It is to tell the Lord, see, this weakness is in me. And you must be submissive. I say submit. You are to submit. You are to surrender. Surrender your idea. Surrender. And it's a condition of the heart. A surrendered heart is an obedient heart. Evidence you have surrendered is obedience. And until you have that estate, you come to that estate of your spirit man, the word that you read will not have effect in your life. This is how we use this word to cleanse us. Be sincere with yourself. The word of God, James described it as a mirror. You know, from the messages we preach, you pick your prayer points when you go home in your personal prayers. From the scriptures you read, you see something that condemns you. Stop being the judge of other people. Judge yourself first. That is why you will prosper in your Christian faith. A submissive heart, when you are reading the Bible, God will cause it to be quickened to you because you are going to accept it so that it will have effect in your life. When he says, for instance, you read somewhere where he says, maybe, let me just use that as an example. Mark 11, verse 24, 25. Mark 11,
therefore,
maybe verse 25.
I say unto you,
now, listen.
Whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray.
Verse 25.
And when you stand praying, forgive.
Now, you are praying. What should you do?
Forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Now, if you read this with a submissive heart, now the first thing that will happen is, me too, I will commit before God. Another person is hurting me. Why am I holding the person? The truth is, if God does not forgive you, you are wasting your time praying. Now, that's what I mean. Now, that word has washed away unforgiveness. That word. And remember, It is not, when you say forgive, it's not about you going to somebody, Uka, I forgive you. No! That's mechanical. Because sometimes he doesn't even know you have that against him. It is a condition of your heart. You let go, that's all. And change your attitude towards the person. Do something that will prove to that person that you have nothing against him. Go as much as take this gift. I just make a bring this gift for you. Once you do that, that is the evidence you have surrendered and allow that word to remove that from. Do you know what? When you remove it, it goes permanently out. Why? He says that he that is born of God does not commit sin. The reason is because the seed remaineth in him. Which seed? The seed of the word of God. It's in you. It bounces sin back. When you load yourself with the word of righteousness, you will live a righteous life. When you load yourself with the word for holiness, you will live a holy life. You live a holy life. Look at the weakness you have. By the time you read verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Know ye not that the righteous shall not inherit the kingdom of
now,
God?
Now, you want to inherit the kingdom of God, Abby? If you want to inherit the kingdom of God, can I see your hand up? Not too many. If you want to inherit the kingdom of God, stand up. If you want to be in the millennium, live here 1,000 years, you want to go in the rapture and come back, I didn't say everybody stand up now. I'm going to hear English. Can you sit down again? I'm not going to listen before you act. Now, if you want to go in the rapture and come back into the kingdom here, rule this earth for 1,000 years, as promised the overcomers, can you stand up? Now let me tell you this. If you are serious, scripture like this, read it.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom
see
of God?
See the condition, those who will not inherit.
Be not deceived. Neither fornicators.
Fornicator will not go.
Nor idolaters.
Idolaters will not go.
Nor adulterers.
Adulterers.
Nor effeminate. Nor abusers of themselves to mankind.
Homosexual, LGBT.
Nor thieves.
Thief. Wherever you the thief are. Anything will not belong to you, you carry and you be thief.
Nor covetous.
Covetous.
Nor drunkards.
Drunkards.
Nor revilers. Nor extortioners.
419.
Shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Now, and you read this. And you want to go to heaven. If you load yourself with this knowledge, when you see any of these things trying to manifest around you, you will fight it. Because that thing wants to stop you from your desire to be in the kingdom. And let nobody explain it in any other way. These people will not inherit the kingdom of God. When you came to Christ, verse 11, what did he say?
And such were some of you.
Were we not all as unbelievers, fornicators, adulterers, 419, covetous? That was our condition when we came to him. But now,
but ye are washed.
We are washed with what? With water of the word. He has cleansed us.
But ye are sanctified.
Sanctified through his blood.
But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus.
That's why you went for the water
and by
baptism.
The Spirit of our God.
So how can you have this knowledge and still live that type of life? You are not being sincere. You are not being sincere even with yourself. That is the purpose of Bible study. There is Bible study for head knowledge. And there is Bible study to apply to yourself. Because you want to live a life that is pleasing before God. Christianity is easy. He calls you and gives you the power to follow him, to keep his commandment. The only thing is just submit yourself. Is it difficult to submit? And the one that should submit the most is the one that has this the most number of demons in your life. that you came to Christ with. Be sincere with yourself. Anybody that will stand up and say, anyone that says I will not make it this year, you must fall down and die. Hey, sometimes you are the hindrance to your making it. So you are praying for death. Now you go die. Be very careful. Why do you need that type of prayer every night? Every night, there's another word for you to use. If a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh the enemies to be at peace with him. Why is everybody fighting you? Leave the enemies and face God and live a life pleasing before him. Everything will line up around you. Our destiny is to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus.